Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're diving into something you specifically requested, getting a grip on algorithms for software engineer interviews. We've got your notes, those articles you flagged, and even that podcast episode you mentioned. Expert speaker is here to help us sift through it all and extract the pure gold so you can, you know, walk into those interviews feeling prepped and ready to go.
Ready to swap those pre-interview jitters for some serious algorithm-crushing confidence. Let's do it.
You mentioned feeling like a bit overwhelmed by the sheer volume of algorithm info out there. And honestly, who hasn't been there? It's like this giant puzzle where you're not even sure where the edge pieces go. So, expert speaker, can you give us the big picture? Why are algorithms the make or break factor in so many software interviews?
It's not really about like reciting code from memory like a robot. It's about proving you can think critically, break down problems, and craft elegant solution skills that are pure gold in the fast-paced world of software development. Algorithms are the building blocks of efficient solutions. By understanding them, you're showing you can tackle challenges with, you know, the same ingenuity that those challenges demand.
So it's less about knowing every single line of code by heart and more about showing you can analyze a problem and pick the right tool for the job.
Exactly. Think of it like this. You wouldn't use a hammer to tighten a screw. Similarly, understanding different algorithms helps you pick the most efficient approach for the task at hand.
Makes sense. Now, your notes highlighted a couple of key areas, sorting and searching. What makes these concepts so crucial, even in our Google-powered world?
It's all about efficiency, especially when you're dealing with mountains of data. Imagine searching for a name in a physical phone book. You could go line by line, that's a linear search, like using brute force, or you could use the alphabet to jump ahead, narrowing down your search with each step. That's the beauty of a binary search. Its efficiency shines, especially with massive data sets. Knowing how these algorithms work at their core helps you write code that sings, not code that crawls.
It's about working smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of smarter, I saw a whole bunch of sorting algorithms in our research. Bubble sort, merge sort, quick sort. It's like a sorting extravaganza. What's the deal with all these different options?
Think of it like having different tools in a toolkit. Bubble sort is straightforward, but can be slow, like using a butter knife to chop vegetables. Merge sort, on the other hand, breaks down the sorting problem into smaller, more manageable chunks, sorts those, and then merges them back together.
So it's like organizing ingredients before you start cooking it makes the whole process smoother and more efficient.
Precisely. Choosing the right sorting algorithm, like choosing the right tool, depends on the size of your data set, the desired speed, and the specific requirements of the task.
So it's about analyzing the problem and picking the best tool for the job. It's like being a coding detective, but instead of magnifying glass, you have sorting algorithms. Now, while we're on the topic of clever techniques, you mentioned recursion in your notes. That's where things always start to feel a little inception-like for me. What's the deal with this mind-bending concept?
Imagine searching for a book in a library, but you could create countless clones of yourself to search different sections simultaneously. That's the power of recursion. It allows a function to call itself, breaking down complex problems into smaller, self-similar subproblems that are, well, easier to solve.
Okay, that's a pretty powerful image. If you can wrap your head around it, recursion can be an incredibly elegant and efficient way to solve certain types of problems. Now, in your notes, you have this fantastic analogy about merge sort being like planning a perfectly optimized day of meetings. So something about maximizing efficiency and merging calendars. Can you walk us through that?
Absolutely. Imagine your day is jam-packed with meetings scattered across different calendars. Merge sort is like taking all those meetings, dividing them into smaller groups, sorting each group chronologically, and then merging those sorted groups back together to create one perfectly optimized schedule, ensuring you never double book yourself and maximize your time.
That's brilliant. I never thought of it that way. It's amazing how these seemingly abstract concepts have such practical, real-world applications. But before we get too carried away with our perfectly optimized calendars, we need to address the elephant in the room. How do you actually solve these algorithm problems during an interview? You mentioned feeling stuck on where to even begin, and I think that's a feeling many can relate to. What tips do you have from your experience?
One of the most valuable skills you can develop is pattern recognition. As you practice more, you'll start to notice common patterns emerge, which is when those aha moments happen. It's like having a detective's toolkit for code. Many algorithm problems, while unique on the surface, often boil down to a few core patterns. Once you recognize those patterns, you can apply the right tools and techniques, even if you've never encountered that specific problem before.
So practice helps you build up that mental toolbox of patterns and solutions. which is key to tackling any algorithm problem that comes your way. Speaking of toolboxes and aha moments, you highlighted the two-sum problem in our sources. It seems like a classic for a reason. Expert speaker, can you walk us through it? What makes it so special?
The two-sum problem is like a gateway to understanding how clever algorithms can make a world of difference. Imagine you have a list of numbers and a target number. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to find two numbers in that list that add up to the target.
Sounds simple enough, but I'm guessing there's more to it than meets the eye.
Exactly. A brute force approach would be to check every single pair of numbers, which can take a long time, especially with a massive list. But what if we could find, like, a shortcut, a way to instantly check if we've seen the missing piece that completes our target sum?
Okay, now you've got my attention. Tell me more about this shortcut.
Enter the hash table, our secret weapon for super efficient lookups. Picture a hash table like a dynamic address book. We use a special function to assign each number in our list to a unique address in this table. Now, instead of comparing every pair, we can quickly check if the complement of a number, the number needed to reach our target, already exists in our hash table. It's like having a mental filing system that lets you instantly pull out the information you need.
So instead of rummaging through a messy drawer, we're strategically organizing information for lightning fast retrieval. That's brilliant. It seems like a subtle tweak in approach can make all the difference.
Absolutely. And that leads us to a critical concept that often pops up in algorithm discussions, big O notation.
Okay, big O notation. It sounds a bit intimidating, like something you'd find on a secret society's initiation scroll. What's the big deal with this cryptic notation?
Don't let the name scare you. It's just a way to describe how efficient an algorithm is, particularly as the size of the input grows. Think of it as a way to, you know, categorize algorithms based on their performance.
So it's like a rating system for efficiency.
Precisely. Instead of saying an algorithm takes 10 seconds to run, which can vary depending on the computer's processing power, we use big O notation to describe how the runtime or memory usage scales with the input size. For instance, an algorithm with a time complexity of O means its runtime grows linearly with the input size.
So if I double the size of my input, the runtime roughly doubles as well.
Exactly. And that's considered pretty efficient, but we can do even better. Take binary search, for example. Its time complexity is O log n, which means it can handle massive data sets without breaking a sweat. Then we have things like O long n, very common in efficient sorting algorithms, and even O2, which can become quite slow as the input size increases.
It's like a speed rating for algorithms, helping you pick the most efficient approach for the job.
Precisely. Now, remember, it's not about memorizing every single algorithm or becoming a big O notation guru. It's about developing that problem-solving instinct.
You mentioned pattern recognition earlier. Why is it so important in the world of algorithms?
Imagine a musician learning to play by ear. They start to recognize patterns in melodies and harmonies, which helps them understand and even create new music. Similarly, in algorithms, while logic is essential, the more you practice, the more you start to see the bigger picture. Many seemingly different problems often boil down to a handful of fundamental patterns.
It's like having a mental toolbox full of algorithms and knowing which one to pull out based on the problem at hand.
Exactly. And just like any craft, practice is key to mastering it.
Are there any resources you recommend for those of us who want to sharpen our algorithm skills and build up that mental toolbox? Asking for a friend who may or may not have a whiteboard full of code staring back at them.
Practice is definitely your friend, and thankfully there are some fantastic resources out there. Websites like LeetCode and HackerRank offer a goldmine of algorithm problems, complete with explanations, and even community forums where you can discuss solutions and strategies. Think of them as, like, your training grounds for acing those technical interviews.
I've heard they even have leaderboards, so you can turn those interview preps into a friendly coding competition. Now, before we get too caught up in the thrill of the algorithm games, you hinted at something intriguing in our prep notes, something about algorithms extending beyond the realm of code. What do you mean by that?
It's easy to think of algorithms as, you know, creatures of the tech world, but they're actually all around us, often working behind the scenes. That GPS navigation system guiding you through traffic, algorithms, that music streaming service recommending your next favorite jam, algorithms again.
So understanding algorithms isn't just about nailing those coding interviews. It's about understanding the invisible forces that shape our world. That's a pretty deep dive, if you ask me.
Exactly. It's about recognizing patterns, optimizing processes, and finding elegant solutions, skills that are valuable far beyond software. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. We've covered a ton of ground already, from sorting secrets to the power of hash tables and the mysteries of Big O notation.
I'm already feeling more confident, like I could tackle a sorting problem or two myself right now. But before we dive into a coding frenzy, let's take a moment to gather our thoughts. We'll be back in a flash to wrap things up with some key takeaways and, of course, a final thought to keep those brain gears turning. And we're back for the final stretch of our algorithm adventure. I'm feeling like I could conquer a binary tree right now.
I like your style.
But before we get lost in the code, let's distill everything we've learned into some, like, actionable advice for our listeners. Expert speaker, what are your top tips for someone prepping for those software engineer interviews?
Well, first things first, remember it's a marathon, not a sprint. Don't expect to become an algorithm master overnight. Embrace the challenge. Celebrate those aha moments. And most importantly, enjoy the journey of discovery.
It's like learning a new language or instrument. The more you practice, the more fluent you become.
Exactly. And speaking of practice, make websites like LeetCode and HackerRank your new best friends. They offer a fantastic playground to, you know, hone your skills.
I'm already picturing myself conquering those leaderboards. But practice alone isn't always enough. How important is it to understand the why behind the algorithms?
It's crucial. Anyone can memorize lines of code, but truly understanding the underlying logic, the trade-offs between different approaches, the nuances of time and space complexity, that's what sets you apart.
It's like the difference between following a recipe and understanding the science behind why certain ingredients work together.
Precisely. When you can articulate why you chose a particular algorithm, you demonstrate a deeper level of mastery. And remember, interviews are a two-way street. Don't be afraid to ask clarifying questions. It shows you're engaged and genuinely interested in finding the best solution, not just the quickest one.
It's about showing them you're not just a code writing machine, but a thoughtful engineer who can think critically and solve problems effectively.
Absolutely. And on that note, here's my final piece of advice. Never stop learning. The world of algorithms is constantly evolving. New techniques and applications emerge all the time. Embrace that ongoing journey of discovery.
It's like exploring an endless library filled with fascinating algorithms, each one holding the potential to unlock new possibilities.
Exactly.
Well, on that inspiring note, we've reached the end of our deep dive into the world of algorithms. We've covered sorting, searching, hash tables, Big O notation. We even touched on the broader implications of algorithms in our everyday lives. We hope you're feeling as energized and empowered as we are.
It's been a pleasure diving deep with you today.
And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We love how you're always pushing us to explore new depths. Remember to check out the show notes for all the resources we mentioned and links to some bonus goodies we dug up. Until next time, happy coding.